What is Qigong and how can it help you have a confident and calm life, as the title of this podcast proclaims? You will find the answers in this podcast series with host, the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod, and co-host, Nadine Searle, the calmer self coach. Qigong is an ancient Chinese practice of mindfulness, but it's so much more. Called internal medicine, it is said that using the practice of Qigong can create an elixir within. Could this be true? In this podcast series, this truth will be explored by two practitioners, one former type A and one former self-professed people pleaser. Dr. Roger Yonka calls Qigong one of the most eloquent, poetic, and effective tools in our quest for personal breakthrough and peace of mind. Your podcast hosts, Susan and Nadine, agree. Qigong can be a new tool in your personal health practice kit. Join them for this conversation that may just change your life. Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode of our podcast series, How to Use Qigong for Your Confident and Calm Life. This series has absolutely brought so much to my own life already. Having the conversation about mindfulness, the practices, the tools, the principles has been helping me bring it forth and use it and live with it in an even more powerful way. I want to say hello and welcome to my friend, my co-host, Nadine. How are you today?
Hello, Susan. I'm very good today. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be carrying on this wonderful conversation with you. It's so valuable, isn't it? And so important to share everything that we are learning and sharing with everyone.
It is indeed. Today's episode is called How to Recognize Your Own Potential for a Balanced Life. Now, Nadine, you are the former self-professed people pleaser, and I am the former type A in our introduction.
Yes.
In the day before you took control and changed your life, did you ever imagine that you could actually have a balanced life?
Honest truth is, I didn't even know what a balanced life was. Never mind, I could have one. I didn't know what that was. It wasn't on my radar. But you're absolutely right. My people pleasing made me very unbalanced, actually, because I focused all the time on what other people wanted. As a lot of people, if they've experienced that themselves, and doing that isn't always right because I don't know what other people wanted. I just was guessing. But that whole idea of balance, no, I never thought about balance at all. I've got to say now, I still have people pleasing tendencies. I like to make people happy. I like to make people's life better. But I've got exactly what you're talking about now, that balance with it, because I am pleasing people. But what the balance is that I'm pleasing myself. So it's getting that. And I really see that as quite a valuable lesson for me. I haven't changed my personality completely. I thought I wanted to, but actually I found its place, its value. And that has brought me balance in myself. But the balance with my interactions with other people is actually a lot to do with the balance of finding how I'm pleasing them and I'm pleasing me. And they are balanced. So that, don't know if that makes sense, but that is actually what the balance is for me now. It's actually getting it right. So it's not all about them. It's not all about me. It's balanced, which is
Yes. Well, in another episode, we talked about yin and yang, didn't we? And what the way you just described that
Yes,
brought
it is,
that
isn't
back
it?
for
Yeah.
me. But another thing, and I want to invite our viewers and listeners to scroll back and listen to what Nadine just said again. Because once again, Nadine, you're teaching us that this is a practice. As we've said in other episodes, you've been practicing Qigong. You learned it many, many years ago, but yet, still in all, these old tendencies creep up. So it's not that you move into a place of perfection. A lot of times in my work as a coach, helping people find and feel confidence, there's this gleaning that they get along the way of, oh, you mean I don't have to get it right?
Yes,
And even, of course, for me, in my old type A perfectionist tendencies, that was always where I was headed. It's one of the reasons I love my mentoring of young professionals and young people, because you and I, the old women we are now, the crones, as we say, forgive me for calling you that.
No, it's true. That's what we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy. The wisdom that we have gleaned and gained in our lives comes from recognizing the potential for a balanced life. And for knowing that sometimes we swing one way or the other way, and it is in our control to find and feel that balance. Again, the very principle that we discussed in our last episode, we called it the three treasures, that we are perfectly placed as one of the treasures beneath the sky above another treasure and above the earth beneath. Below another treasure. And that there again, you have this idea of balance. We are perfectly placed, as Nadine reminded us last time. I am where I am meant to be, perfectly placed between the sky above and the earth below. So can you feel that balance again coming through?
Isn't it? I'm swaying as you're saying it, because it is that. And that's what the, you know, the movement is all about, that, you know, as soon as you move, you really feel it, don't you? You're not stagnant. It's all about the flow, isn't it? About breath and energy, chi. So I love that. And I find it very hard to be still anyway. So it naturally move as you're speaking, which is beautiful.
That swaying that you did, I did it last time when you were talking. And yes, again, I learned that body movement alone is so vital to your chi. Chi is energy, to the energy in you, of you, around you, to get it into flow, into movement. So I, too, am a person of movement. I went to a concert recently. I don't go very often. And I was up and moving. I'm not one of those people who can go to a place where I'm hearing music and not move.
Be still, no.
And that energy movement is so important. Today, we're talking about the three levels of being. Again, we invoke the number three. Last time we talked about the three treasures. This time we're talking about the three levels of being. What are they? Body, mind, and spirit. Now, I, in my personal life, Nadine, and in my practice, I call it soul.
Yes.
So my work is about what I call soul connection.
Yes.
And there's soul connection. And again, this is where I've been doing this for so long now, many, many years, more than a decade. And even before I knew what Qigong was, and that there's this balance when you align body, mind, and spirit. So my reveal here, Nadine, is that through therapy with a psychiatrist, I was in talk therapy in conjunction with being on anxiety medication. People take medication today with no talk therapy, you know, it's really supposed to go together. So I was in therapy. And my therapist said to me so many years ago, I laugh about it now, Susan, you're a human being, not a human doing. And that spoke to me so deeply. It resonated so deeply as I began to move into this idea of just being. In the work of Qigong, you have described it so beautifully. I could always in my work with you feel the energy that you invoke, this idea of just being. You know, you are such an expert practitioner in meditation, which of course is one of the four pillars of Qigong. And as we all know, Nadine, you better than anyone, I imagine, people struggle, right, to be able to meditate. Right. But what, and that was me.
Me too.
this is the transformation. Mm. I used to be one of those people, I can't meditate. It was a statement. There was a period at the end of it. And that was that. But over time, as I was in the distress of anxiety and depression, and I wanted to feel better, I learned about this idea of just being. To the point that when I did finally begin to bring my writing together, I published my first book.
Yes, I love it. I love that book. Yeah.
Your job is to be. This is a small book journal that has provocative thinking ideas for you. It has journaling pages for you to use, all because of what now I would understand to be the three levels of being. So what are your thoughts? What are some of your experiences about coming into the cultivation of energy in mind, body, and spirit?
I think it's so wonderful that you were told that you don't have to be doing, just be. And it hits, didn't it? And I hope that people have heard that today and gone, oh, you know, if that's the first time people have heard it, you know, we're human beings, not human doings. It's giving someone permission just to be, isn't it? And it's lovely. It's so freeing. And it's I was the same, you know, I worked hard. I pushed myself really hard. I thought I had to be doing something all the time. And then to get that realization, I don't remember someone saying it to me and it hitting home. It probably was said to me, but don't remember it. But a gradual process of actually realizing sometimes I don't have to do anything. And actually, I could just be me. Without having an agenda, without having things, tasks I need to do. So that is wonderful. But it did take a long time for me to get that, I know, as with everything. But it really is, it's what I talk about a lot. And again, it's balance, is that, yes, we do push a little bit. We work hard. Of course we do. You know, we're proactive people. That's, I'm not telling anyone not to do that. This is what we do. But that balance, again, of taking time to stop, to just be. That is the beauty. That balance is where more productive. And as you know, I help people be more productive all the time. And one of the things that I do is teach people how to pause. So we need to stop, and stopping helps us move forward. So that, and I'm swaying again. That balance. You know, we need to step back every now and again to move forward. If we're constantly going one direction, that's not the best. The flow that you were demonstrating in our last conversation, it's fluid, it's movement. It's not about, you know, a lot of the Qigong movements are up and down. It's connecting, like we were saying, the sky and the earth with us in the middle. It's not about one direction. It's again that balance, isn't it? And I love the fact that you talk about connecting again the three, mind, body, soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And again, that kind of, when we're in our head all the time, as so many people that we both work with are in their head all the time, take a moment just to come into your body, come into your soul. That changes. And again, finding that, you know, flow, that balance, finding the place, because actually if you are connected to your head, and I would say your heart as well, and your body and your soul, you are in that flow, aren't you? That perfect balance, that alignment. And you can just be. And I did a big sigh then. Did you notice? That comes naturally to me. I'm coming out of my head as I'm speaking, even, just to go, now I'm feeling my body. How lovely. And I lower. It's almost like I'm letting everything come out of my head, because obviously we're having a wonderful conversation. Of course, I'm in my head, but I'm in my heart and my soul too. Mm. And it is beautiful to be able to connect with all three, isn't it? That balance that you talk about.
So we're talking about balance. You used the word alignment. Mm. And what's coming up for me, I can really, when I think about the people who will be viewing this video series or listening to this podcast series, and I wrote the word busy down on my paper. So I remember what it felt like. It's not hard work at all, even though it's long ago, that I can feel that feeling of busy. You know, the most recent article I wrote, I was a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a worker, a community volunteer, a community member, you know, and so many, a dog owner, so many things that were busy. Today, life is different and we're taking care of both of our children, both our children and our aging parents. And so the word busy comes up. And I want to say, Nadine and I get it. We get the feeling of busy. We get the reality of busy. We know what it feels like. We know the experience of not having a minute to yourself. The reason I wanted to do and sponsor this podcast series is to share what I've learned myself. We're still busy people. We're both business owners and still doing a lot of other things as well. But I wanted to share the experience of this balance, this alignment, just in the moment. In the last episode, I talked about an experience I had where my knee went out when I was hiking. I took the pause that Nadine just talked about. I stopped for a minute. I didn't worry about, oh, should I keep up with the other women or whatever? And I invoked this balanced way of being. I got out of my mind. You know, my body was showing something to me. I stopped. I stilled. I used these practices. I didn't stop for an hour, Nadine. I stopped for, I don't even think it was 120 seconds. And in this idea of how to recognize your own potential for a balanced life, it's not about doing it the right way or the only way or even the best way. It's about invoking the understanding of the body, the mind, and the spirit, and how it can serve you in a moment.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Nadine?
It's so right. And as you know, one of my sayings is snatch a moment of calm, isn't it? It's a moment.
Of course.
It's all we need. We can just pause. And I always say it's that, and again, I'm going to go with the up and down movement, is stepping out. I always say rise above the overwhelm. We go up and then we can float back down, and we choose how we come back into that. So it's that flow again, isn't it? We just take a moment to come out and then come back in however we want to be in it, whether we want to be in it again with our busy head, whether we want to actually be in it with our heart or our spirit and soul, or all three balanced. You know, we choose. And it is that, again, it's just taking that moment to recognize, step out of it in whatever way. As I say, I always see it as rising above it, and then we come back into it our way. And that's the perfect balance, isn't it? So I have this image all the time, and this is what I describe to the people I work with, is that we can just float above it. We are, you know, that we have that ability in a moment, like you say, it doesn't have to take long. And then we just float back down, balanced. We've done all that while we floated up, and then we come back down and we're sitting in it, and it feels different, and it is different. But if we choose to come back in and just be, we can just be. And that, again, is it's empowering, isn't it, to think that we have that choice.
Well,
and we can be balanced.
In the book that introduced me to Qigong, it was called The Healer Within.
Yes.
And in the material that I'm reading that Dr. Yanka puts out, it's called Medicine. And then even in our introduction, I used the word elixir.
Yes, I love that.
I didn't understand any of that. I did not understand it. Like, what is this? What does that even mean? How is it possible to do this type of inner healing? What does it mean, the healer within? And again, I want to invite people to just go back for a few seconds on this podcast and listen to the way you just described it, Nadine, because really what happens when, you know, with the body movements or the physical, you know, often so in your mind, it takes a physical movement. And I don't want to talk about it now because we have an entire episode planned to talk about understanding body movement. And so we're going to talk about that.
Exactly.
But the way you just showed it and the way you described it has honestly been game changing for me, because the physical, physicality of, you know, lifting the hands up, understanding the energy that you're moving, allowing the hands to float down, But the other thing that happens when you snatch a moment of calm, as Nadine says, when you learn how to just be in a moment, is that you get more quiet inside.
Yeah.
And part of what happens in type A's and people pleasers and people who are busy all the time, people who have anxiety just showering over them, coursing through them, that has sort of gone down into this depressive state of being, depression from not feeling that you can overcome any of this.
Yeah.
I am here to say, having been diagnosed with anxiety and depression, I was on medication for 7 years. I'm here to say these practices do support your forward motion.
Yes.
They put you on a path. They begin a journey for you. For me, as I wanted to feel better from all of that and started being out in nature, doing some exercise, there's the body movement, creating what I called a meditative space because I couldn't do what other people called meditation. I got quieter inside, and this is the result.
Yes.
My second book,
I had
meditations come up in me. I have a few of them in this book, but that's what happened with me, which was the shock of all shocks in my life, Nadine. Mm. Now, how did meditations start coming up in you, Nadine, for your entire practice?
It's just amazing, isn't it? Because we are different, but we're so similar as well. And I just feel I was the same. I can't meditate, can't do it. Just didn't do it, resisted it for so long, couldn't do it. But then it really was this stepping into just being. I really think that what happened is I started to meditate without even realizing it. And I think it is that, and then I thought, I can do it. Because I was doing it, and it came from that pause, that moment of stepping out. And when I was saying about when I step out of overwhelm and everything, I'm using my hands now, but when I do it, and when I teach people how to do it, it is actually in the mind. It's not with physical movement. It's actually, you can do it being perfectly still. So it's nice to just know that you can do it with physical movement, but you can do it in your mind. That's just as powerful, if not more so. But like you say, the meditation for me, it was so much just realizing as soon as I step out for a moment in whatever shape or form, then I've meditated. And that's how it started for me. Very quick and very simple. I went, oh, I had a moment. Great, I'll do it again. That was how it happened for me. And then I built on that. And again, it's what I teach people now, because it's everybody's scared of meditating. Everyone thinks they can't do it. Nobody wants to spend all that time, like you say, busy, busy, busy. Everyone's so busy. It's one of those words, isn't it? I'm busy. Like a badge of honor, we wear it, don't we? I'm so busy.
Yes, and I'll tell you something. It used to be a badge of honor, but now when other people say to me, oh, you're busy or you're so busy, I refuse.
Not taking it.
I refuse. I am not busy. I am happily, productively engaged in life and business.
And again, it's tweaking, isn't it? It's tweaking how you feel about it, how you say it, how you show up in it. And you're absolutely right, just recognizing that busy can be a really good thing if you want to use that word, but most people, when they're talking about being busy, it's weighing them down. And just yes, and again, just that message that we start off, just be. Don't have
I
to
really
have anything
wanna...
after that.
I really want to take a moment to talk about the work that you do, because today we're talking about the three levels of being, the body, mind, and spirit. And you just said that it can start in your mind also. I've worked with you. I've experienced your work. And I will say that what you do also is in the mind. It may start in the mind. It may be in the mind. But there's this crazy, strange thing that you do with the heart space. Mm. And it's love. And I experienced it myself. And I know other people have experienced it, where in your healing work, your meditation work, your deeply personal work that you do with clients, there's like all this talking about this love space and the heart opening up. It's like crazy. And it's so important. I want to, you know, say what it is now, because so many people have that shell around their heart. It's just scary. It's too hard. Life has been too traumatic. Even now, I could feel the energy of that time, you know, and that this like thing that you do, it's hard to describe, but it's like, you know, the words that you use in your meditations, it's like the opening, it's opening. And it's this alignment, you know, that we're talking about, the three levels of being. And I cannot say how much just one session, never mind, you know, being engaged in your method, the six-step method, can help someone get started on this path to a place that most people say they want to be, but have no idea how to start. And I can't say that strongly enough, Nadine.
Thank you so much. That really touches me. And it's so true what you say, though, because it is stepping into that heart space again with that balance, that flow, tuning in. And you did it as you described. You didn't meditate. You couldn't meditate. Then you did. And because you were opening up your heart to it, you were just being in that moment without the busyness, without all of that. I've got to do. You were just being. That is opening up your heart and sitting in your heart space, as I like to call it. And then you went on to creating meditations because you were in your heart space. You'd got found that place. And that's the beauty of it. And I feel that I'm the same as well. You know, I can create meditation like you just described so beautifully. Thank you very much. But they come from my heart and the people I'm working with. It's that connection that we have, that it comes. People say all the time, how did you know that word? That's just what I needed to hear. It's not me. They're giving me that because we've opened up. So it is that, again, those three levels of balance. Once we're balanced in that place, we are in, I'm going to go back to our previous conversation, the perfect place to be.
Yes.
And you've proved it. You know, you've gone from someone who couldn't meditate, meditating, finding your own practice, creating meditations, sharing with other people. We can all do it, can't we? You know.
Oh my gosh.
You've done it so beautifully. Yeah.
I get chills every one of our conversations.
Put your book up again, Susan. Everyone needs to get your books.
This is
your meditation one and your other one. My job is to be.
This book was my first. It's such a labor of love for me. And like I said, they're provoking, you know, thought for people.
They are.
This episode has been titled How to Recognize Your Own Potential for a Balanced Life. I hope, friends, that you can see yourself, hear yourself, feel yourself, and experience just the idea that you have potential for a balanced life. And that in these discussions in this podcast series, you have so many simple, easy tools and strategies to create a new personal health practice for yourself. That's the thing that I love so much about this, Nadine. These really, truly are easy and simple to do. And yes, they do take time to break through and break out, you know, what maybe has, you know, taken a lifetime, you know, to come around you. But these practices will absolutely help. So I want to ask our friends just one question right now. Could you imagine the potential for your balanced life? Okay, Nadine, I invoked the mind there, but you and I are sharing so much spirit and love here that I know that our listeners and viewers will be supported. Thank you so much, Nadine, as always, for this conversation, and I will see you next time.
Yes, look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Take good care.